The idea of a land exchange was originally prompted by public objections over a late 2005 plan to log mental health trust property on the steep hillsides along Mitkoff Highway in Petersburg. Highway residents have long argued that logging there would further destabilize already landslide-prone slopes above their homes and businesses. Keeping that from happening has been a frustrating six-year struggle for Ed Wood and fellow members of the Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association.
Personally, I'm running out of patience with the Trust Land Office. The Mitkoff Highway Homeowners Association has had to interact with six different executive directors and at least five resource managers since December 2005. On several occasions since December 05, TLO spokesmen have said that if their land exchange fails, then they'll have to come back and log their 2,600-acre hillside parcels above our homes. This would be despite its impact to public safety.
The homeowners have tried unsuccessfully so far to get a change in Alaska forestry law requiring that the state consider public safety and the potential of landslides from proposed logging projects. Trust officials have opposed that change, saying it would considerably raise the expense of a timber sale and lower the value of trust land. Wood and other homeowners' safety concerns were punctuated by this year's late September landslide that dumped a 12-foot-high pile of rocks, mud, and tree trunks across both lanes of the highway. It's one of several slides that have occurred in the area, and Wood said it could have been worse.
Along with today's slide at 6.2 mile, I heard dozens of trees blowing down all across the upper slopes, especially on the Twin Creek shoulder. I think if the TLO had helicopter logged as it had originally planned to do in 2006, there wouldn't be anything left standing today, and we'd have even more slides. It's pretty obvious that it's in our community's best interest that the slopes on this hillside be left alone. I think it's time that the TLO traded these parcels to the Forest Service, if it'll still take them, and moves on.
It's been about 4 years since trust officials said they'd consider a land exchange as an alternative to logging or selling trust property on Mitkoff Highway and other sensitive areas and communities around Southeast. The idea was to resolve conflicts with adjacent property owners while also meeting the trust's mission to generate income for mental health services in Alaska. In early 2010, the trust proposed a legislative land exchange, one that would have to be approved by Congress. It involved trading 20,000 acres of Southeast trust lands for roughly 50,000 acres of Forest Service property that the trust would be able to manage for logging. That proposal has not gotten very far. Now, trust resource manager Paul Slenkamp says the agency is revising its plan to try for an administrative exchange as well, one that it will negotiate with Forest Service officials.
What we're looking at is just moving forward by examining our parcels of what the Forest Service will want, what would work into their system, which would help the communities manage some of these backdrop lands that we, the trust currently owns, that would may be more suitable in public ownership, that we would just identify what we have that would work well into the forest plan and in the Forest Service's mission.
At the same time, Slenkamp says the trust will look at what lands the Forest Service can offer in return.
So this is going to be a very negotiated type agreement, and we're pretty cautiously optimistic of moving forward with this. We're still looking at the legislative method, and we're actually open to resolving this situation. I mean, not only in Petersburg, but throughout Southeastern. I mean, the trust is a major landowner in almost every community of Southeastern.
Slenkamp says the trust is hoping to move forward and meet with the Forest Service again within the next month. Tonga Supervisor Forrest Cole says the two agencies have had several informal discussions about an administrative exchange.
Those discussions with mental health has basically led to us taking an interest in acquiring those lands, but what we've asked mental health to do at this present time is to identify specifically what lands that they would be interested in giving up. We have received a portion of those, and we're currently looking with the rangers to decide whether or not we see any of those being desirable and in the public interest.
The trust laid out specific parcels to trade, including most of the Mitkoff Highway property, in its earlier legislative proposal. But according to Cole, the Forest Service did not consider that an equal value exchange. Cole says an administrative exchange would have to be equal value.
What the issue was last time was, because it was not a equal value land exchange, it got wrapped in with landless natives' interests and Sealaska's interests and a host of others, and at that point in time, there wasn't much traction in terms of new legislation. So going through the equal value exchange administratively, the process would be the rangers go through, pick out what they feel is in the public interest. We would go through an appraisal process and basically start running it up to the regional forester, then the Washington office.
Cole says he's still interested in an exchange, but he hasn't gotten any commitment from the regional or national offices at this point. Whatever the proposal, the administrative process would still require a lengthy environmental and public review under the National Environmental Policy Act. Cole expects it would take at least 2 years before it could be completed. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.